It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 769. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name's Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Don't forget to use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. I cannot exist without Instant House Call. I use it every day, whether it's my regular clients where I have unattended mode, or as today, a new opportunity, which I'm going to talk about in the show, had them go to my website where I have the download and we instantly connect, and it makes it so nice. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox, secure, reliable, single source for all of your cloud backup needs. For all of your clients, they only sell to partners. They don't sell to the end user. They don't contact the end user. It works with all platforms: Windows Server, Windows 10, Mac, Linux. Whatever you have, you can use MagnusBox. And if you mention the Mike Tech Show, your first 3 months, you'll get half price on the platform fee. Had a meeting yesterday that went great for a new opportunity of a startup. And you know what their first question was? What do you do for a reliable online backup? Not making that up. And I quickly said, MagnusBox. This is the price per machine, and it's a done deal. And I've actually closed that business for a new client, and that's exactly what we will recommend and do. We will put Instant House Call on each system and for remote support, and of course, a reliable backup, MagnusBox. Go visit MagnusBox.com. I have a great show lined up. There's so many things, and I'm probably going to go off script a little bit in the beginning. I have Outlook stories. I have Untangle OpenVPN. We're going to talk about a website checkup to check on how's your website kind of hold up with security. And then SSL, a little surprise, if you go finally, MikeNation.net, if you go there, it's now secure. It doesn't say not secure anymore. We added an SSL to the WordPress setup, and I will talk about that. That was fairly a lot easier than I thought it would be. So I want to begin, though, unpacking a little bit of last week's show on privacy. And that was a lot to take in. And I thank again, Corey Fruitman from Instant House Call. Thank him for giving his time and all of his hard work that he's done on the privacy. The Brave browser. This is where I would begin, and I want to read an email that I think really, let's see, here we go. This is from Pete. Love show 768 with Corey and his privacy discussion. I know that in the past you mentioned that you like to use Evernote. What about them storing their notes in a Google Cloud? I did not know that, and I got to do some research on that. I am wondering if Google is looking through any of the data that is in Evernote. That's a real scary thought, Pete. So thanks for that. Since the show, I have decided to give the Brave browser a try and also switch my default search to DuckDuckGo. Not sure what other changes I will make. I thought this was a good start. And I wanted to read that because that is an excellent start. And if it's too overwhelming and you want to start to kind of get control of your privacy and what you're putting out there when you go to a website and put a halt on the tracking, download Brave for the browser. Links are in last week's show notes. Then use DuckDuckGo as your default search engine and your home and your start page. Use DuckDuckGo because they're not tracking you. Now, besides your regular extensions that you want to add, add the auto incognito filter. And I recommend, once you get that, it's just a little at the top, that a little icon on the toolbar, and you, after you pin your extensions and pin the auto incognito filter, I filter Facebook and Twitter. So anytime I click a link for Facebook and Twitter, it opens up the incognito browser, which is different. It'll come up dark mode, which is great. So I know I'm in incognito mode and nothing's saved and nothing's remembered. And then I go on Facebook, or then I go on Twitter. So just a great way, stick your toes in the water and get started. I think that's an excellent way to start. A couple stories from the trenches. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I have 4 meetings this week, accomplished 2 of them already, all startup businesses, which is amazing for right now during the pandemic, and I'm so happy to be able to see this. So I got a referral from one of our regular longtime retainer clients. They recommended me for a new startup. 3 people had a conference call, and that's what I mentioned, the first thing they mentioned about backup. I'm going to have the Office, Microsoft 365 E3 because of their requirements for compliance and for encryption. And I'm going to purchase that through Sherweb and get them set up. We're going to first do a recon on the systems. I believe they all have Windows 10 Home. We're going to make sure, so I will be able to remote in and we can do an in-place quick update to Windows 10 Pro. So now we can turn on BitLocker and we can start locking them down and put Malwarebytes Premium, make sure they have consistent antivirus. So we're doing that. The first thing when they sign all of their incorporation paperwork, which is happening right now, we'll begin that next week. Very, very happy. Today, had another call, another startup. Oh, so happy. Small company. It's going to be great. I have 2 calls tomorrow. Again, these two are existing clients starting a second business, and I'm going to help them with the proper email that they need. I'm looking forward to it. It's nice seeing this really good uptick of new business. So I wanted to mention that. Now, on to solving the problems that have been coming up over the last 2 weeks. An Outlook error every time the person was trying to retrieve email. They just couldn't, they wouldn't receive any new messages. We would go online and check, and the mail was coming in and it was there. Checked their storage online and it was fine. They didn't hit their limit. Guess where they hit their limit? Even though it was a newer Office, the PST was a legacy old PST that had a 2 gig limit. Now they've just reached the 2 gig. So emptying the deleted items and then move sent items to an archived PST, done. They got a gig back and they're up and running and new mail started coming down. So what I'm going to do eventually is totally migrate them to a new profile and Microsoft 365 so we don't have to worry about this. And then they'll be able to have the limits that they want. Another could not receive in Outlook. I had to create a new profile for this user. I don't know why. All of a sudden, no email wouldn't come in, but was trying everything. Did a Outlook repair, started in safe mode. I was throwing a lot at it, and I just decided that's it. New profile. So now for the first link of the night, and I have linked this many, many times, and this is NERSOFT's NK2 edit. And if you're setting up a new profile, that autocomplete does not come with the new profile. So what you have to do, especially if they're a POP or IMAP client, if they're an Exchange hosted, that autocomplete's built in. That AutoStream's built into the server in the cloud, and it will come down. Not if you're starting a new profile. So I had to migrate the NK2 or the autocomplete information. Now, remember, when you set up a new profile, the first thing you need to do is send an email. So it starts a brand new autocomplete. Then you open up the NERSOFT utility, look for a previous autocomplete file, and what you'll see is hundreds, hopefully hundreds and thousands of different entries. Highlight all of them, and then add it to the existing profile. And it's very easy to do. Then close Outlook, open it up. It's there. All right. Ran into another problem with a client and had to recommend Shell View to solve the problem. And that was another utility at NERSOFT. NERSOFT is phenomenal little utilities, and that should be bookmarked in your browser. Untangle VPN. Getting a lot of opportunities. And last week, we set up a new Untangle device. And as I was going down the rabbit hole of the OpenVPN and getting it set up, I was confused on a couple configurations, and I really needed another person to test so we can test two at a time. I called Untangle support. It was phenomenal. I don't have to call often, but when I call them, it's always been incredible support. And I wanted to communicate that because if you're looking for a vendor, boy, they should be a sponsor. If they're looking for a vendor, if you are for a firewall that can do intrusion detection, intrusion prevention, website filtering and monitoring and the reporting, and of course, getting VPN set up, that's it. Untangle's your answer. Become a partner. It's simple and you get some good pricing. I would like it to be better, but it's, you know, that's fine. So I can't recommend them enough. It was a pleasure working with them. They set it up. They tested it. They even gave me an idea that was above and beyond for making this easy to connect. My CPA firm that is, you know, getting ready for the upcoming tax season, and we needed VPN access to a special system for some custom work that has to be done with the tax returns. Oh my, they are so happy, and it's running great. And I have another opportunity with Untangle VPN that I'm going to be setting up actually 2 weeks from now. And then next week, I'm setting up the OpenVPN for the Synology for a client. And that's what I use here. And I've set that up for several clients during the pandemic anybody who had a Synology, they start working remote. You got to add the OpenVPN piece to be able to get them connected to those files. So that I've talked about in previous shows. The next link in the show notes will be the Untangle Configure and Deploy OpenVPN Clients for Remote Users. So now going to talk about the new clients a little bit again. What do I do with a new client? So we're already stacking up the work for next week. We want to remote in. We'll have them install the Instant House Call client. We will get an SIW analysis. I'll get that report so I can make recommendations for any kind of hardware upgrades. Maybe we got to clone their SSD, you know, their mechanical drive to an SSD. Do they need more RAM? Is the processor right? Or recommend, hey, don't spend any money on this. Get a new system and we'll guide them and put them in a new computer. We get Magnus Box on there for getting their backup. We'll add a Syncro agent for monitoring them. And then we will put antivirus, anti-malware. And now we're getting where we're not supplying the VoIP service where we're recommending them because of what happened with Freedom Voice. And you can't add any more new clients. They're still in business, but we don't know how long. We definitely can't recommend Freedom Voice whatsoever for any kind of business. So they're not taking any new clients anyway. So that's just a horrible story where I stuck my foot into the, you know, dipped my foot into the VoIP world and pulled out the foot and the toes were missing. So this is a lesson. So what we're going to do is slowly start referring VoIP services and not actually resell them until we know we're confident with which one we want to resell. So we're going to recommend some VoIP services for these new opportunities. Okay, going to switch gears. A website that I found that is your website up to modern internet standards. And this was depressing, and it'll depress you a little bit when you run your website. So you can test your website. It's internet.nl. And for your website domain, you can just put the domain in there, start a test, and it will get you a really nice report. So it's going to check, is IPv6 reachable? DNSSEC, which is domain name signed. Of course, HTTPS, is it secure? And this is where when I ran that on my site, MikeNation.net, that was the glaring hole. So we're going to be talking about that in a minute. Security options, application security options set. You get a great report and recommendations on how to improve. And then you can test your website again after you make these improvements and keep going until you get a good score. Something good to just test, or even if you're not the person that's going to be fixing it, what a great way if you have a client run that website through this and say, who's your web provider? We need to work on this. And you hand them a report of their website. Just another tool, another good website that you should have and have it bookmarked. So with that, I needed to add SSL capability to my website, MikeNation.net. I went to GoDaddy, and here's a good lesson. Since all my domains are on GoDaddy, and even my hosting's on GoDaddy, and I have no complaints. I have simple WordPress websites, and they just work. I do very little to modify. With getting the SSL, I bought the SSL cert, and that normally costs $80. Here's the lesson. If this is the first time you're buying an SSL certificate, Google for a code. I'm not kidding. I took that $80 and dropped it to $10. Now, of course, that's for the first year. I'll get whacked for year two, year three, year four, and that's what they do. You know, they bring you in, wheel you in a good price for year one. But hey, I want it, and if I can save $70 on something, I'm doing it. So bought the SSL, got it all ready. And they set everything up, but not implementing for WordPress. And I was like, how do I do that? Well, you need a redirect that's built in as a plugin for WordPress. Little Googling, little research, how to properly move WordPress from HTTP to HTTPS. That link will be in the show notes. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and it worked. And if you test it out, and now even if you go to miketechshow.com, and it'll redirect you to mikenation.net, and it'll be secure. So that was easy. Did that last week. I was very happy because I had never done that for myself. I've always recommended clients to get SSLs, but I've never, well, actually I did help with a couple, but it wasn't WordPress, and it was a little different to be able to make sure that when someone types without the S, that it does that redirect. So really nice. As I was Googling for things relating to privacy and things relating to just, you know, I did a lot of research and used DuckDuckGo and Brave a whole lot this week. I stumbled upon two things. One, a utility called self-restraint. If you find yourself constantly ending up on distracting websites, you know what a time sink your computer can be. Unfortunately, you can't just stop using your computer because you need it to be able to get work done. There are tools out there that will block you from going online, but there are some sites that you may need to access. That's why this utility self-restraint was invented. It blocks websites you pick for a set amount of time. That way you can continue to go online without the fear of getting distracted. Once it's running, there's no turning back until the time expires. So if you set this thing for a week, you're not getting to that website on that system. This is it's a Windows version of self-control, and there's a Linux version as well. So this self-control program is called self-restraint, and I will absolutely have that in the show notes. And if you know anybody where they need, maybe it's your kids and it's certain websites that's just sucking up all the time, you can put time limits on particular sites but still give them access. That's what I'm kind of seeing here. Or maybe it's yourself. Maybe you spend too much time on Facebook or Twitter, and you need to control how much time you're going to spend on that during the day. Hey, this is a good way to, you know, get control of that. Now, a link, I was really happy to see this. In iOS 14, you can add simple everyday privacy with DuckDuckGo privacy browser, and you can add that. I have a link, but you can actually download the app. And I was also very happy to see that Brave was in the App Store. So on your iPhone, and now I don't think it's a word, but de-apple myself. I can't. I have to have it on my phone. So, but I don't have to give up everything and just control a few things. So you can add the browser and you can add the search for DuckDuckGo. So I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't realize it was available like that. This is a link that from an email from Clifford. Clifford, I really like this. It's a link to the best phone privacy out there. So what this will list is the four most secure phones for privacy. So just another privacy link to continue in that discussion. I thought you guys might like, everybody might like that. And let's see. This is a link to improve your data privacy on every device for Firefox. Now, I think this is funny. I received that email right before last week's show with Corey. And I thought that was very interesting that Firefox was sending out emails. So, all right. So this is a good time in the show here. Photo Ray has entered the chat. If you notice on the video, you'll see a really nicely constructed and designed border for my show. And I need to give a huge thank you to Photo Ray, who is an excellent photographer and just great graphic artwork that I've witnessed in the past. And he's a longtime listener of the show, and we've met in Arizona. And Sunday he took some time out of his personal time and helped me not only with the border, but also testing with the NDI interface to OBS. If that went over your head, don't worry about it. So I can incorporate easily Skype. And a little thank you to Taz, who put us together and did the testing the day before with PhotoRay, before PhotoRay did the testing with me. So I have some incredible listeners out there, and a huge, huge thank you for your efforts and your work in supporting me and the show. And again, hats off, and thank you so much. If you use Amazon, why not help Carrie Holzman and myself, Mike Tech Show, and Tech Vets? Carrie Holzman's videos, use our link. Go to mikenation.net. Click on the link that says support the show using Amazon. Now add the items to your cart. When you check out and those items ship, we will get a small commission. We don't see that it's you. No personal information, but we get a nice little commission on your purchases, and your price stays the same. That is the best way to support the show. And we thank everybody for your continued support using our Amazon link. And it makes a difference, and it really helps us out. Thank you so much. Don't forget Magnus Box for your backup needs, Instant House Call for your remote control needs and remote access to your clients. And of course, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Oh, what a great utility for moving the settings and data from one system to another, from one operating system to another. It's fantastic. That's it for tonight's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, email me your questions and thoughts at miketechshow@gmail.com. I will see everybody here next week. Same time, same channel. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.